The proposed buyers of Brooklyn's Starrett City have received nothing but bad press since putting up their $1.3 billion bid. Most of it has been directed at developer David Bistricer. The latest allegations from the housing advocacy group Acorn are that he refuses to rent apartments to people with Section 8 vouchers at another complex he owns in Brooklyn. If true, it would be illegal, and Attorney General Andrew Cuomo tells the New York Times he'll look into it. The allegations are exactly the kind of thing that has the complex's 12,000 residents worried, but beyond the cost of housing, what may be at stake is the character of an unusual urban community. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter spoke with some of Starrett City's residents.
Well, Starrett City is a large complex. It's a community within a community. It's our little small city.
Florence Coates, a tenant activist, describes Starrett City, where she has lived since 1989.
We have our pool clubs, we have our senior citizen centers, and our teen centers. We have our schools, we have our junior high schools.
There are also unusual benefits, like the on-site power generator.
When the lights went out, we had lights. We had lights in Starrett.
The 46 tall concrete buildings of Starrett City loom over the far end of East New York, across Flatlands Avenue. The complex seems to stand apart, with wetlands on one side facing Canarsie, and on the other a massive city water treatment plant. The buildings glow brownish-orange as the sun goes down. Traffic rushes along Pennsylvania Avenue toward the Belt Parkway. Jamaica Bay lies beyond, hidden by a rise of land. It feels like the edge of the city. On Del Mar Loop, you hear birds, not traffic. A man listens to soul music while he cleans a minivan. A group of kids hang out. One of them is Corey Dames.
Living in Starrett City, we call it S-City because it's like our city. It's fun, you know, you got the nice apartments and everything. Like, you got all your friends and everything. It's like a cool place to be. Like, you got fields so you can play football, basketball, anything you want.
Starrett might seem remote, but to Corey and his friends, it's self-contained in ways that make it enjoyable and safe.
Starrett City's like a big family. Like, we got our backs and everything. We go to people's houses and everything, eat and everything. You know, Christmas, we go there, play their games and stuff. It's like a big family. Like, we all cool over here. It's a mix, like, between blacks, whites, you know, Russians, everybody. Like, that's it. Like, the Russians, you be seeing them playing their checkers. You know, us, we be playing football, doing whatever, so...
Have you guys learned any Russian? Do you know any Russian
words?
Yeah.
Who
wants to tell me something in Russian?
Huh?
What's that mean?
I think thank you.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Oh, snap.
Starrett opened in 1974 with a racial quota, 70% white, 30% black. But in 1988, the courts abolished that formula. Now Starrett is majority black and also more diverse with new immigrants.
I think the main reason why this was built was to have a congregation of everybody learning how to live together. That's what I opened up the gym about, really.
Jimmy O'Farrow runs the Starrett City Boxing Club in a basement in the H Complex. It draws young men and some young women from all over Brooklyn. O'Farrow is 81 years old. When Starrett City opened, he was living in the Linden Housing Project nearby, and he met the income criteria to move in.
So it was in the neighborhood. And it was brand new, and they was giving you a break. Well, not a break. You had to make X amount of dollars in order to get in here in them days. And I made X amount of dollars, so I moved in. And I liked it. This is what they call the boondocks. They used to call that years ago. But we have transportation. The buses run right here. It is far away, as far as some people think it is, but it's not that far when you start coming.
In the late afternoon, buses pull up on Pennsylvania Avenue, releasing commuters. It's an hour to Midtown any way you cut it, but commuters, like Kiana, aren't complaining.
I work in the city, so it's the bus to the train. In the beginning, yes, it seems far, but after a while, everything's connected. It's okay.
Starrett City has felt even less isolated since the Gateway Center Mall opened in 2002 on a former landfill down Flatlands Avenue. It has chains like Home Depot, Red Lobster, and Olive Garden, though a direct bus connection would be nice. Florence Coates.
It's right there. It's like we can reach right over to it. But the only way we in Starrett City can get there if we don't have a car, we have to take a cab or try to get there by bus.
Still, for residents like Kiana, the mall has filled in one of the last missing pieces to make life at the far edge of Brooklyn complete.
It's a very good living environment. It's a good space. It's commute. And we have a fantastic new mall here. Come on. Can't ask for anything better.
And with Starrett City on the block and talk of new development in the area, it seems the real estate market feels the same way. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.